261, authorize a contract with Land Morphology PC to provide planning, design, and construction administration services for improvements to Leech Botanical Garden not to exceed $433,314.
Mr. Fritz.
Good morning. Thank you for your patience. Kiaselli.
Go ahead. Okay. My name is Ross Swanson. I'm the capital project manager for Portland Parks and Rec. I am joined by Kiaselli, the planning and development manager for Portland Parks and Rec, and we are here for questions. But I'm here today to request City Council approval for the contract with Land Morphology Landscape Architects for the Leech Upper Garden Development Project. Again, the contract amount is $433,314. The contract scope of work will provide design for the recently expanded upper garden to the upper garden property. Recently, we acquired 1.3 acres adjacent to the garden, and that sort of catalyzed the need for this design work. The second task at hand will be to develop a strategic development and phasing plan for the garden. And then finally, we'll have construction documents prepared for a catalyst project for to help provide better access to the garden. In particular, I'm excited about this design firm because they occupy a niche market in botanical garden design, but including they've designed gardens for the Brooklyn Botanical Garden and Chihuly Garden to the north of us. But more importantly, they're the lead designer, the guy who'll be putting pen to paper, worried about scope, schedule, budget like myself, has also been an executive director for small gardens himself. So while he's worried about my worries, he's also going to be worried about David Porter's worries and how to move forward in that garden. Some of the nuts and bolts, the contract has 23% MWESB participation. The contract is funded through a combination of SDC, Parks SDC, and PDC's TIF funds through the Lentz District. We anticipate construction to start in spring of 2017, and we do already have a rather extensive public outreach committee put together, and we're going to be meeting on March 19th, and it's an 18-member committee with broad diversity. And that's it. Thank you. Questions?
Other questions? Doesn't sound like there are any. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this item? Come on up.
Hi, I'm Linda Morrow, and I'm president of Leech Garden Friends Board. Now, most of you were here in 2010 when the Leech Botanical Garden Master Plan was approved by City Council. And the master plan has served as the city's guide for the future development of Leech. In 2012, the plan was updated to further define the Upper Garden Development Project. And with the approval of this contract today with Land Morphology, we will begin to realize the vision for Leech outlined in this master plan. We feel this is of critical importance to the community immediately surrounding Leech, but it will also have benefits for all of Portland, because botanical gardens offer a needed respite from the nature deficit that's talked about so much these days because so many people live in urban areas. Botanical gardens are places of stunning beauty and sources of education and conservation. They inspire people to preserve and to conserve. But in order for people to embrace these values and pass them on, they need to have access in their own neighborhoods to places like this. Realizing the potential of Leech is critical to this East Portland neighborhood, a highly diverse, underserved area with very few amenities currently in place. I think we need to keep in mind that Leech is more than a park, more than a natural area. It's a botanical and cultural treasure where education happens, where culture happens, where art happens, and healthy communities are formed. Raising Leech to the standard of our other world-class botanical gardens here in Portland, like the Japanese Garden and the Chinese Garden and Hoyt Arboretum, will enhance Leech's financial sustainability, and it will make Leech a regional attraction, which will enrich both East Portland and the city as a whole. We are very excited to move ahead on this project. It's been 30 years in the making, and we are grateful for your support.
Thank you.
I'm going to defer for a moment to Carol Hertzberg.
Hi, I'm Carol Hertzberg. I'm a PDC project manager, and I'm working with Ross on this Leech project. Just very quickly, Leech is very important to us because it is a key cultural landmark in an area that has few and many are unknown. And Leech, I'd say, outside of the immediate area, is unknown, and we want to change that. And the other thing that excites me about this project, it is a real partnership between Parks and PDC. And this is a new model that we would like to follow. And we're really, really thrilled that it's happening.
So I'm David Porter, Executive Director at Leech Botanical Garden. First off, I'd like to thank Kia and Ross and the City Parks staff. We could not do this project without their leadership and organization and wisdom. It's very important. Second point that I'd like to make is that in many ways, Leech's partnership, as I think all of you know, we are the host also for Portland Audubon's East Side operations. The wonderful Talon Youth Program operates there. They have bird programs and education programs, and their East Side base is there. So we're growing relationships that make Leech a resource, a platform in which many different things can take place, not just the beauty and the botanical collections. It's important, but it's a very nuanced place. I'm very, very excited about the outreach program that's accompanying this new design. And I'd like to introduce James Dresden, who is our new development director, who will be helping us raise private sector money to match public money for the garden. And James has some printouts that he'd like to hand to the commissioner, mayor, and commissioners. We are so conscious of being in East Portland in a very extraordinary place in the city, and one of our donors was kind enough to give us an anonymous donation to support really significant outreach to people in East Portland. So we are engaging with a community engagement group called the NICE, Northwest Institute for Community Engagement, who will be doing intercept surveys at places like the new Portland Mercado and the Jade District, talking to people in their places and in their languages about Leech Botanical Garden. What you are seeing is the almost finished version of a full-page ad that will be in the East Portland News, dropping to 50,000 East Portland households on April 15th. The ad will be in four languages, one of them being English. Vietnamese, Russian, and Spanish were identified by an AmeriCorps person that we had working who showed that the city's most prominent languages other than English were Russian, Vietnamese, and Spanish. And so there will be ways for people to participate in talking about and learning about Leech that will help inform our really great design team as we move forward. I think it's going to be one of the most exciting phases of Leech Garden's existence. We will learn a lot, and we hope that Leech will no longer be Portland's secret garden after all those people hear about it. Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry, I forgot. Partnership is absolutely with Friends of Leech Garden, too.
It's all right, Carol. Goes without saying.
Thank you all very much. Questions for our team?
I just want to note, Mayor, that one other thing about the Leech Garden is it has a terrific gift store. and they have holiday sales during the year, and you can actually buy herbs. You can buy, there's a beautiful book about the Leech legacy and family. And the space in their home is available for rental. And it's really one of the gems in our system.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak on this item? If not, then it is an emergency ordinance. Let's take a roll call.
Fritz. So this is an emergency because we want to get the money out of the door and get going on the project as quickly as possible. And thanks to Kia Selly and Ross Swanson. I have to say, as the Leslie Knope of Portland Parks and Recreation, I enjoy having an R. Swanson in the Bureau. Thanks to Commissioner Fish, whose vision and insistence on assigning Portland Development Commission's tax increment financing money to this project was visionary and is the reason that we're able to do this today in partnership with some park system development charge money that we now have. recognizing that the community around Leech Botanical Gardens and the business district in Lentz doesn't have the capacity to help fund things like this absent public resources. And so this is an underserved area of the city, and it does indeed have an absolute gem, both in the house and in the garden. And I encourage, it's open for business even today, so I encourage folks to go out the next beautiful day that we've been blessed with and enjoy it. Thank you for your support. Aye.
Fish.
I love what's, Commissioner Fritz, I love what's on this handout we were given. Leech Garden is an East Portland public garden, and that's why it's very important to us. In addition, as I learned, it's one of the great botanical gardens in the world. And the leeches were really visionaries. And it's a wonderful place to visit, and we're lucky to have such great leadership. You know, 10 years ago, you wouldn't have said that if you went out to Lentz and beyond, that you'd need more than a day to hit all the great attractions, necessarily. But today, in addition to Leech Botanical Garden, the Foster Natural Area, Zenger Farm and the new Urban Grange, Lentz Park, the Mercado, which is slightly, obviously, to the west, but all the vitality that's going on because of the community members advocating to make sure they got their fair share of resources is very exciting. Congratulations to all, and we look forward as a council to joining you when the work is completed. Aye.
Saltzman.
Yeah, that's a great step forward, and I appreciate all the efforts to make and keep Leech Botanical Garden a great place to go. Thank you. Aye.
Hales.
Great place, great team. Look forward to more great results. Thank you very much. Aye.